Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Honestly, I thought I was going to be here for maybe 3 or 4 periods, but it lasted longer than I expected to.
It was the longest game in Carolina Hurricanes history with a tough finish for Caniacs. New reaction after the Canes' loss in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in a game that didn't end until almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Pictures from the WRAL Storm Tracker in Raleigh. It is a messy commute for a lot of people. I'll show you a crash in Wake County creating some big backups.
Here's a look at where the rain is, mainly from the Triangle area eastward. I'll show you when all this moves out and when we could see more for the weekend.
And we're also following breaking news this morning. A teenager is dead after a shooting in Fayetteville. What we've learned from investigators this morning.
And even more breaking news. While you were sleeping, a person is dead after a crash in Johnston County. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there as troopers investigated that scene. We'll have that and much more throughout your Friday morning here. You're in the right place for the latest news. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yes, rainy start to your Friday heading into the weekend. A lot of things happening this weekend. People excited for the weekend. Maybe some people sleeping in this morning, Elizabeth, after that late finish to the Canes game.
Yeah, several thousand probably. It's nice sleeping weather out there too, isn't it, this morning? Cloudy skies, kind of cool. A little light patchy rain across the area. It's starting to lighten up a little bit back here in the sand hills. We have a low pressure system that's sitting along the coast, and that's going to continue to pull away from us, dragging all this rain with it, but it'll be a slow process. We're seeing some showers in southern Durham County, down around Chapel Hill, parts of Chatham County, and then everything else is east, northeast. It still hasn't made it up to Roanoke Rapids, but it is creeping up the I-95 corridor there. We'll zoom in, and you can see some rain from Durham to Wake Forest to Rocky Mount to Wilson up toward Enfield and as far south as Johnston County. We take a look at Futurecast, and we see that rain pulling away from us around lunchtime or so. Some of the models want to hold that rain a little bit longer, but gradually we'll see it moving out through the afternoon. We do continue to see a northeasterly flow, which will keep us cool and pretty cloudy through the afternoon. Futurecast showing a little bit of sunshine trying to break out, but I think that might be a little optimistic. On Saturday, we can be optimistic. We'll see partly cloudy skies during the afternoon, but then a cold front comes through during the evening. We may see a line of thunderstorms as early as 7 or 8 p.m. in our western counties, around 8 or 9 o'clock through the triangle, and around 10 or 11 o'clock in our eastern counties. Not likely to see any severe storms with that, but that rain could linger into Sunday morning, and we'll go over that coming up. It's wet in Durham right now. Gray skies, cool temperatures. It's 59 degrees with a northeast wind. We'll see temperatures at lunchtime around 70. We'll just hold it in the low 70s this afternoon with a lot of cloud cover. But again, once we get to lunchtime, we start to see that rain tapering off. Brian?
It is just about 8:03 right now, and it's been a rough morning out there. We're going to start off on the eastern side of Wake County on 64 westbound, just before Lizard Lick Road. There's a report of a crash there. Pretty heavy delays leaving Zebulon this morning. Consider using 97 out to Lizard Lick Road as a good alternate route. From there, you can pick up 64 westbound on the other side of that backup, and the ride from there on into Nightdale is looking pretty good at the moment. Around the rest of the triangle, we're tracking a few other crashes. Looks like we have one on 401 or Fayetteville Road right around the Old Stage Road area, coming in from Fuquay Arena toward Garner. A little bit of a northbound delay building through there, and some slowdowns in the usual spots on the Beltline on 440 westbound approaching Capitol Boulevard. I'm going to take you out of the WRAL Storm Tracker live right now on I-40 right around the US 1 interchange, and you can see where the rain is still falling out there. Windshield wipers are going. Just need to slow down as you head out this morning, and as we deal with this light rain on and off through the morning hours especially, we probably are going to be dealing with those wet roads on into the early afternoon. So you need to remember to turn on your headlights whenever your windshield wipers are on. That is state law in North Carolina. And right now you can see that a lot of us are dealing with the light showers. Picking up some pretty heavy delays in Durham on 40 eastbound. This is the camera out at Fayetteville Road in Durham. You can see that traffic backing up there. There's a report of a crash right around Fayetteville Road heading out toward 55. Right now we're picking up a 12-minute delay on that ride out of Chapel Hill into South Durham. Consider using 54 as a good alternate route to avoid that. Also seeing some backups in both directions of 885 between I-40 and 147.
Bennett keeps the puck alive. Kachuk with a shot. He scores! Matthew Kachuk!
And that was the moment you felt the air just get sucked out of the building last night. Florida Panthers scored just before 2 o'clock this morning, ending their game with the Carolina Hurricanes. Came with just seconds left in the fourth overtime. They've been playing for nearly 6 hours at that point, almost headed to a fifth overtime. Sixth longest game ever in the NHL, and longest for either franchise. all time. Florida scored less than 3 minutes into the first overtime, but you see, that was wiped off. Folks started leaving and then rushing back into the building because it was back and forth after that. Overtime after overtime, the Canes had their chances, but the Panthers put it away, winning this one. A disappointing end for the Canes after such a marathon game.
Not much to say. I mean, everybody feels, you know how everybody feels, and it's a tough way to lose a game, that's for sure, and to go that long.
I don't even know, man. That was tough. Going that long and not getting the win stings.
I'm tired, but I'm sure they are too. And it was a battle, and it was playoff hockey for sure.
It was that, and now the Carolina Hurricanes find themselves in a deficit in this series. First time in the playoffs, they're down 1-0 right now.
Such a tough pill to swallow for those fans who stay the entire 6 hours only to walk out of PNC with a loss. You can see leaving the game after 2 o'clock this morning. WRL's Nia Harden joins us now from PNC with how Caniacs are coping with this loss, down 1-0 now in the series. Nia.
Well, a lot of sad faces, but you know what? A lot of people also telling us they will be here for tomorrow's game, too, because they still want to show their support to the Canes. They think they still can make that win. And we saw a lot of people out here pretty late, actually. They were out here at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get signatures from the players. Those players, probably exhausted and tired, they went ahead and did those autographs. And you know what? That just goes to show how hard of fans we have. I mean, they are dedicated. This all happening nearly 6 hours after the game had started. It ended at 2 a.m. And we're talking a long amount of time. History being made, actually, for not just Carolina, but also for Florida. And we also know this was the sixth longest game in NHL history. A lot of fans telling us that they expected the game to go into overtime, but they did not think that it would be this long. They said that when they would start to leave, thinking that the game was almost over, they had to rush back to their seats.
As people were leaving, of course, it was tense. Everyone thought it was game over, but me and him, we saw as soon as the goal went in, we thought it was goalie interference, and sure enough, the refs came back and called it goalie interference. And as soon as that happened, everyone started rushing back in from outside.
Now, tickets are still available for Saturday's game, and who knows, they could make history then, too. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And be sure to join us again tomorrow night right here on WRAL. We'll have special coverage of Game 2 at 7:30 p.m. Puck drop is once again at 8 o'clock. That'll air on TNT. And when it ends, be sure to come back to WRAL for our exclusive post-game show at 11:25. We'll have more on the thoughts from players, fans, and, of course, head coach Rod Brind'Amour once again.
Breaking news we're following this morning. A teenager is dead after a shooting in Fayetteville. Deputies say the teen was found on Indian Creek Drive just before midnight. Michael Grace was at that scene this morning in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, gathering information for us.
Yeah, we know this shooting happened just before midnight on the 2300 block of Indian Creek Drive. Now, the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says that the teen was brought to the hospital after they were involved in a car accident near the 1800 block of Sapona Road with that gunshot wound. Now, they also say that this does not appear to be a random act of violence. And right now, we're still working with them to find out the name of that teen and find out if they have anyone in custody at this time. In Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news. One person is dead after a crash in Johnston County that happened around midnight near Raleigh and Hunting Lodge Roads in Johnston County. WRL Breaking News Tracker was there until the scene cleared just before 3 a.m. The crash in this video here appears to have, the red car crashed into a fence there, and we have asked Highway Patrol about what led up to the crash and the person who died.
And this morning, Durham police are looking for a person who shot two men at the Avon Crossings apartments. One of those men died. People living there say they heard several gunshots around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Many were forced to rush back into their apartments and take cover. Some say, unfortunately, this is not uncommon for their community. Police say this appears to have been a targeted shooting.
First responders are searching this morning for a missing worker after a massive fire in Charlotte that already claimed one life. This is video of those flames pouring out of a large building on a construction site near the South Park Mall. More than 90 firefighters responded to this five-alarm fire Thursday morning. Those thick flames caused parts of the building to collapse, killing one worker. 15 others were rescued, including a person who got trapped high up on a crane.
Coming up for us, what we're learning about the FDA's recommendation for an RSV vaccine for pregnant women.
Vaccinate mothers who can then pass on those protective antibodies to their infants.
What new data is showing about the safety of the shot?
Plus, a new park is opening next week in Wake Forest. Take a look at these photos. We will preview this water lover's dream coming up.
We're dealing with showers this morning, and then we get a break in the precipitation late today. And for most of the day, Saturday night, a line of thunderstorms comes through. I'll show you how that could affect some of your weekend plans coming up.
It is 8:13 right now on your Friday morning, and this is a live look in Lewisburg. And you can see gray skies. There is rain falling right there, wet roads. Be careful. Take the umbrella as you head out this morning. This is a look at a lot of other places in our viewing area as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And we see it kicking up on radar here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center as well.
Yeah, rain around the Triangle area right now. We did have some showers down to the south. A lot of that has dissipated, at least for now. We have gray skies everywhere. We're seeing some showers from Siler City through Durham and Raleigh, and then eastward, especially around Rocky Mount and up across parts of Halifax, Northampton County, and obviously Franklin County, where we just took a quick peek. Again, from Durham to Apex, over to Zebulon and Rollsville, Wilson, Rocky Mount, Enfield. Most of this is very light. The northern edge of this is starting to creep up closer to Henderson. The farther north and west you go, the less chance that you're going to see any of this rain today. This is all along a front and a low pressure system that I'll show you that's sitting offshore. Goldsboro, of course, seeing damp conditions. We're seeing wet conditions here in Apex and Chapel Hill. And the rain tapered off a little while ago in Fayetteville. It is still damp there on the sidewalk in front of the WRL Fayetteville newsroom, but no rain currently falling. Here's a look at our low pressure system. That low pressure system is going to be riding up the coast. There's some lightning and thunder with it just offshore, but we're looking at most of that rain pulling away as we get through the afternoon. Saturday, we're going to be in the middle of the two systems, meaning that it should be dry. We'll see mild temperatures in the low 80s, but then Saturday night and into Sunday, this next system rolls in, and that one will bring us the chance of some storms Saturday evening and into Sunday morning. Here's a look at where the rain is right now. That low likely to continue to track off toward the coast and start to drag some of that rain along with it. But there is another batch there into South Carolina. We'll watch the potential for that to move in across the area as we get through the afternoon. Here's lunchtime. Still seeing some stray showers from the Triangle area eastward, but right after that, it looks like most of that rain pulls off to the east. Futurecast shows a few breaks in the clouds, but I think that's probably fairly optimistic with a northeasterly flow today. That should keep the clouds in place, and we'll see some cool temperatures too in the low 70s. Saturday morning, we'll see increasing sunshine. Lunchtime, expect partly cloudy skies, and it should be a nice day. So many things happening. Artsplosure, which of course we're a proud sponsor of. We have got to be in Sea Festival. So big stuff happening. Watch what happens though as we get into the evening. At 8 o'clock, we start to see some showers and thunderstorms back to the west. By 10 or 11 o'clock, we're starting to see those moving in. This is a brand new run of the computer model. It's a little slower than the last run, so we have that potential for some overnight showers and thunderstorms. We'll likely have some rain in place through the early morning hours, and then Sunday afternoon we start to see some clearing. So at least the afternoon should be decent for being outside on Sunday. 50% chance today, 40% chance on Sunday, but we'll have that line of thunderstorms overnight Saturday night. Right now it doesn't look like that would be severe. Artsplosure Saturday looking good, partly cloudy, 83, but then some evening and overnight thunderstorms, some morning showers Sunday, and then we should begin to brighten up Sunday afternoon. After that front moves through, we're looking at some nice conditions for next week, pleasant temperatures and dry conditions. Brian?
Elizabeth, we are keeping our eyes on those big delays coming in from Zebulon back toward Wendell and Knightdale. This is the camera at 64 at the Green Pace Road Bridge looking back toward Lizard Lick Road, and you can see that westbound traffic really backed up there, and it looks like we have some flashing lights there in the distance. We're now measuring a 30-minute delay on that westbound trip along 64 from Zebulon out toward Knightdale. As we zoom into that area, the delays on 64 64 began all the way back at the 264 merge, and it slowed through the Shepherd School Road Bridge area out toward 96. Once you get beyond Green Pace Road, it starts to clear up there around that bridge area. Once you get to Lizard Lick Road, it's completely clear. So if you can take 97 out to Lizard Lick Road, you should be able to pick up 64 westbound on the other side of those backups. Still tracking some heavy delays right now on 40 eastbound. This is the camera out at Fayetteville Road. We have one minor crash, it appears, there in the median, and then a more significant crash as you head back toward 55. Taking a look at the latest update from the sensors, delays on 40 eastbound begin around the 54 interchange. It is slow through 751 out toward Fayetteville Road, picking up a 19-minute backup right now. From the Chapel Hill area, consider using 54 to get out to 55, and then from there you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of that crash.
All right, Brian, thank you. There is new hope this morning for fighting the spread of the highly contagious illness, RSV. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration advisors just recommended Pfizer shot for babies. New data shows the vaccine is effective. However, there are a few safety concerns the advisory committee is looking at regarding premature births that may be linked to the shot. The FDA is set to make a final decision on the vaccine in August.
G7 leaders are meeting in Japan right now to talk about the war in Ukraine, among other global issues. In the past few hours, we learned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to join them. A Ukrainian official says he'll be there Sunday as leaders work to set new Russia sanctions. He's increased his travel outside his country as the war with Russia is dragging on. Zelensky will meet with world leaders as Ukraine prepares for a counteroffensive using billions of dollars in Western aid.
The next few weeks could be key in deciding salaries for state employees and teachers for at least the next year. The state Senate just finalized its budget proposal, setting up negotiations with the House. It includes new income tax cuts, an expansion of private school vouchers, and a big investment in the state's rainy day fund in case the economy goes south. Democrats say the proposal won't do enough for public education. State employees say a pay raise of 2.5% a year is too low. Thursday's vote was bipartisan, with 7 of 20 Democrats voting yes.
New video from police in Farmington, New Mexico, shows how the mass shooting unfolded there earlier this week. And we want to warn you, this video is disturbing.
Empty it!
Police say they fired at the 18-year-old shooter as he was about to shoot at them. The gunman killed a 79-year-old woman and then a 98-year-old woman and her 73-year-old daughter, who stopped to help the first person. Six more people were hurt in that mass shooting, including two police officers. All have been released from the hospital. Police have not identified a motive for this attack.
A developer has plans to convert two aging Fayetteville hotels into affordable housing. Good Homes Communities has purchased the iconic Holiday Inn Bordeaux on Owen Drive and the former Clarion Hotel on Cedar Creek Road. The company plans to convert the hotels into one-bedroom and studio apartments. The rooms will be small, but they will come with amenities like swimming pools, world-class gyms, and laundry facilities.
Owen Drive, we will have 255 units. So those are mostly studios and one bedrooms. And the Clarion, we will have 215 units. On average, $900 a month. But, you know, with all the amenities included in that.
And the developer says if everything goes according to plan, both hotels should be converted into apartments in the next 12 to 18 months.
New this morning, a person drives through the Vatican gate, making it into the courtyard while guards were shooting out the tires on the car. Security says it happened Thursday night. They arrested the man, who they say was suffering from psychological problems. It's not clear if the Pope Francis, was anywhere near this incident. He lives on the other side of Vatican City, where at the time, around 8 p.m., he would have normally been having dinner or going to his room. Korean car makers Kia and Hyundai agreed to pay a $200 million settlement over claims their vehicles are too easy to steal. WRL has told you about these vehicles being stolen in the area over the past several months. The new class action settlement could benefit as many as 9 million vehicle owners who suffered property loss. The problem was discovered in some 2015 to 2019 models, including the Hyundai Santa Fe, Hyundai Tucson, Kia Portage, and Kia Forte. Kia and Hyundai say they've now developed software patches to correct that problem.
The IRS is sounding the alarm this morning about a recent spike in identity theft this past tax season. The agency says nearly 1.1 million returns were flagged, and that was just through early March. Of those, more than 12,000 returns were confirmed to be fraud. That was a 30% increase over the same period a year earlier. The IRS has taken steps to fight the fraud. It's now using hundreds of filters to verify the identity of each tax return filed.
Well, here's a quiz. Does this look like Wake Forest to you? There it is, and there's about to be a brand new place to cool off this summer. It's Fantasy Lake Adventure Park, slated to open May 26th. Activities include an inflatable water park, kayaking, paddle boarding, and scuba diving will also be available. Super fun. Actress Megan Fox is talking about a mental illness and her body image. This morning, a psychologist explains what body dysmorphia is and how people can get help.
And it was a super late night for Canes fans. We have reactions this morning to that historic game that had players on the ice until 2 o'clock this morning.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. It's a rainy start out there. There are a number of traffic backups on the roadways. Brian Trader is here to show us them. Brian.
Michelle, I want to show you the two biggest backups we're following right now. Coming in from eastern Wake County on 64 westbound, there's a crash just beyond the Green Pace Road Bridge heading out toward the Lizard Lick Road area. About a 30-minute delay showing up on sensors overall. But here in the past couple of minutes, it looks like they have done a good job getting a lot of that cleared. And we're seeing traffic flowing a little more freely. Consider using 96. To Lizard Lick Road to get back to 64 westbound. Also look out for a couple of crashes on 40 eastbound in South Durham, right around the Fayetteville Road area. Right now, our sensors are measuring delays out of Chapel Hill of about 14 minutes. Use 54 out to Highway 55 as an alternate route.
And rain is an issue for a lot of folks heading out the door, especially around the Triangle area up to the I-85 corridor and then north and east up toward Roanoke Rapids. We've seen the rain taper off a little bit down to the south, but look at this. Some of that heavier rain down near Wilmington starting to lift northward. Mostly folks along the I-95 corridor will see that. We'll zoom in a little closer, and we're looking from rain from Durham down to Smithfield to Wilson to Rocky Mount and up north toward the Virginia line. Again, none of this is terribly heavy. We take a look at Apex. It's raining lightly. You can see someone walking down the sidewalk holding an umbrella. There's still some light drizzle in places. Mostly cloudy skies, and that'll be the case for the rest of the day today. So if you're planning some exercise, once we get past lunchtime, the bulk of the rain will taper off, but it will be cool and cloudy with highs in the low 70s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The Carolina Hurricanes fell to the Florida Panthers in the fourth overtime of Game 1 in the Eastern Conference Final. The game ended just before 2 o'clock this morning, making it the sixth longest in NHL history. Panthers lead the series 1-0. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Bennett keeps the puck alive. Kachuk with a shot. He scores!
It was the longest game in Canes franchise history, but it ended in disappointment for the Caniacs. A long, long night at PNC ended just a few hours ago. It was 2 a.m. We had fan reaction to a game one loss that took four overtimes to decide.
It is a messy Friday morning commute for a lot of people. Here's one of the big backups we're following right now. I'll show you how to get around the delays.
And we definitely have rain that we're dealing with. A lot of it is light and patchy. It's a little steadier from the Triangle area eastward. Eventually, this will pull out of the area. I'll show you when it should end where you are coming up.
And developing news overseas, as world leaders are gathering in Japan, we're learning more about Volodymyr Zelensky's plans to join them and drum up support for the fight against Russia. Thanks for staying with us on your rainy Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, rain falling in a lot of parts of the Triangle right now, and some tears falling on some KNX fans, if they're awake just yet, you know? Long night at the arena. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We've been looking at this radar, just wondering when and if it's going to kick out today.
It's likely to kick out starting around lunchtime or so. It's still just kind of drizzly and gray and dreary across most of the viewing area. The most steady rain we're seeing is going to be from the Triangle area eastward. So up here across parts of Franklin County, Nash County, Edgecombe County, that's where we're seeing the bulk of the steadiest rain. But we do have another band of rain that's down to the south. It's produced some heavy rain down around Wilmington. That's going to continue to lift northward as this whole system moves up the coast. So our eastern counties may be in for another round in the next few hours or so. We'll zoom in again. Wake Forest, Creedmoor, Lewisburg, Rocky Mount, Enfield. Those are some places seeing some steady rain. We take a look at Futurecast and we'll continue to see. You see that band that I was just pointing out down in the Wilmington area. You can see where that ends up right around lunchtime. So really along and east of I-95. So that would be Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, most of Johnston County. But it may be that everybody from Raleigh and Durham westward stays dry once we see that first band moving out. We'll see cloudy conditions through the afternoon and into the evening. We should be pretty dry by the evening commute. A northeasterly wind keeps things cool today with temperatures in the low 70s. At 6 a.m. on Saturday, it will be cloudy, but as we get into the afternoon, we'll see some sunshine. Saturday looks nice and dry. So many events happening across the area. During the daylight hours, we look good. But by the time we get to 9 or 10 o'clock, we start to see a line of showers and thunderstorms moving through, and some of that rain will linger into Sunday morning. We'll tell you how long that will last coming up. It's still drizzly and wet here in Southern Pines. There's not much showing up on the radar, but the rain's still coming down there. 59 degrees just jumped to 60 degrees in the Triangle area. Hour by hour, we'll be in the low 70s for highs this afternoon. And once we hit lunchtime, we'll start to see the rain tapering off. Brian?
Here at 8:33, we're watching a couple of crashes that are causing some pretty big delays around the Triangle, starting off in South Durham. This is 40 eastbound at Fayetteville Road. Traffic heading back toward 55 backed up this morning. We have one what appears to be a minor crash on camera there in the median, and it looks like there may be a second crash between Fayetteville Road and 55. Certainly looking at some heavy delays this morning as you head out of Chapel Hill and into South Durham. About a 14-minute backup showing up on sensors. Those delays began right around the 54 interchange. If you're leaving Chapel Hill trying to get into South Durham, consider using 54 out to Highway 55, and then from there you can rejoin 40 eastbound on the other side of those backups. A few other minor crashes that we're following around the Triangle right now, not causing any big problems. I've looked at the sensors with all of these, and we're not seeing big delays. The only other significant backup that we've been tracking is over on the eastern side of Wake County. This is 64 Greenpace Road in Zebulon. There on the westbound side, we've seen some pretty heavy backups, and it looks like we may have had another crash here, minor crash over here on the right shoulder on this eastbound side of 64. But for that westbound trip this morning, about a 6-minute delay from Zebulon heading out toward Wendell. Almost all of that is confined to the area between 96 and Lizard Lick Road. If you can pick up 64 westbound from Lizard Lick Road, maybe using Highway 97 to get to Lizard Lick Road, you should be in pretty good shape heading back toward Knightdale and Raleigh.
Not much to say. I mean, everybody feels, you know how everybody feels, and it's a tough way to lose a game, that's for sure, and go that long.
So tough. It'll be a shorter time to regroup with game one ending at 2 o'clock this morning and the best of seven series resuming tomorrow evening. WRL's Casey Hintz breaks down the nail biter that stretched for 6 hours and how the game made history for the Hurricanes.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes playing in the longest game in franchise history, but they come out on the wrong end of this one as Matthew Tkachuk scores with 13 seconds left in quadruple overtime, 3-2 the final as the Panthers take game one. But boy, Freddie Anderson, tremendous in between the pipes leading up to that, 57 saves, but he needed 58. The mood in the locker room, put this game behind him, treat it as one game, look ahead to game two.
I feel like you want to win all the games you can at home, so this one stings, but we're gonna forget about it. We had chances to win. Freddie played unbelievable. So the fact that we couldn't capitalize sucks, but we're gonna have to kind of trash it and move on to the next game.
The mind is you take it as one loss, and unfortunately it's not the way we wanted. And to play that long, you want to be on the winning side of it, but it's a long series, and we'll have to regroup and go get them in game two.
Rest and recovery will be huge for these guys. Don't imagine we'll see them out on the ice here today at PNC Arena as they now have to get ready for game two, which is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. puck drop right here at PNC Arena. Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Raleigh.
just agonizing. They're in a deficit right now. First time in the playoffs. They're down a game. Be sure to join us again tomorrow night right here on WRAL. Special coverage of game two at 7:30. The puck drops again 8 o'clock on TNT. And then when it ends, be sure to come back around for WRAL and our exclusive post-game show at 11:25. We will have more on the thoughts from Canes fans, players, and Coach Rod Brind'Amour after game two.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. A teenager is dead after a shooting in Fayetteville. Deputies say the teen was found on Indian Creek Drive just before midnight. Michael Grace was at the scene this morning and the WRAL breaking news tracker gathering information.
Yeah, we know this shooting happened just before midnight on the 2300 block of Indian Creek Drive. Now, the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says that the teen was brought to the hospital after they were involved in a car accident near the 1800 block of Sapona Road with that gunshot wound. Now, they also say that this does not appear to be a random act of violence. And right now, we're still working with them to find out the name of that teen and find out if they have anyone in custody at this time. In Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And more breaking news. One person is dead after a crash in Johnston County. It happened around midnight near Raleigh and Hunting Lodge Roads in Johnston County. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there as well until the scene cleared just before 3 a.m. The crash in this video appears to have crashed. The car in that video appears to have crashed into a fence. We've asked Highway Patrol about what led up to the crash and the person who died.
G7 leaders met in Japan today to talk about the war in Ukraine, among other global issues. In the past few hours, we learned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to join them. A Ukrainian official says Zelensky will be there Sunday as leaders work to set new Russia sanctions. He's increased his travel outside his country as the war with Russia drags on. Zelensky will meet with world leaders as Ukraine prepares for a counteroffensive using billions of dollars in Western money.
This morning, Durham police are looking for a person who shot two men at the Avon Crossings apartments. One of those men died. People living there say they heard several gunshots around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Many were forced to rush back into their apartments and take cover. Police say this appears to have been a targeted shooting. Coming up, a cement truck falls through a local parking deck. We're hearing from a witness who helped with a rescue. Plus,
I have a picture of a girl right in front of me asleep. So half of the people were awake, half the people were gone, Like half the people were asleep. It was just a surreal scene.
That's what happens when you play the equivalent of more than two full NHL games in one night. We'll have more reaction from the Canes fans after the historic game ended early this morning.
Some people might be still sleeping,
yeah.
I think. You're taking a live look outside Goldsboro. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking that rain for you as we head into the weekend. Welcome back. Time now 8:42 on your Friday morning. A lot of us waking up to rain, driving in the rain. You see a car there. This is going to be the scene for much of the day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking where we're seeing the heaviest rain right now, Elizabeth.
A lot of it is from the Triangle area eastward. And when you take a look at the HD Doppler network, you can see it doesn't look like there's a lot of coverage, but it's interesting. We have a lot of low cloud cover, and sometimes the particles of rain are so small that the radar doesn't pick it up very well. As a matter of fact, take a look down here in the Sandhills. It doesn't look like there's much rain, but we take a look at some of the cameras down there, and the rain is definitely coming down. So it's messy for most of us. We haven't seen as much rain north of the I-85 corridor. We haven't really seen much of it up along the Virginia line just yet. And we may not see a lot of that, especially west of I-85. But the low pressure system will run up the coast, and that's going to continue to spread some of this moisture across eastern North Carolina as it moves out over the weekend, over the afternoon, I should say. Down to the south, we've had some heavy rain around the Wilmington area. That's likely to lift northward back into Wayne County, maybe even Johnston County and Wilson County here in the next few hours. We take a close-up look, and again, the rain doesn't look terribly heavy, but we are seeing some showers in Durham and Chapel Hill, as well as Wake Forest, down as far south as Lillington, and of course, east to Rocky Mount and Wilson, as north as Lewisburg and up toward Enfield. We take a look at Futurecast and watch the rain that's down to the south right now, and you can see how that starts to lift northward between now and lunchtime. So from Raleigh eastward, we'll likely see another wave of some showers that roll through. But pretty quickly, that starts to pull out. By the time we get to 3 o'clock, most of the rain is out of the viewing area. And we'll, of course, see some gradual clearing from west to east, even ahead of that. A cloudy afternoon for us with a northeasterly wind. Temperatures will stay cool in the low 70s. Saturday morning, we'll wake up to cloud cover. But during the morning, we'll begin to clear. We'll see partly cloudy skies during the afternoon. It'll feel pleasant with highs in the low 80s. And then late in the evening, we see a line of showers and thunderstorms moving through. It's likely to be, this is a little slower than our previous run of the model. So anytime between, say, 9 and 10 in our western counties, around midnight or so in our eastern counties. But that does linger into Sunday morning. We'll likely see some scattered showers up until around lunchtime in our eastern counties. And then it moves on out and we'll see some gradual clearing on Sunday afternoon. So the weekend is not a washout. During the day Saturday, it looks great. And then we'll be dealing with some overnight rain that'll linger into early Sunday morning. Take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. This is the legislative building. It's coming down out there. Temperature 60 degrees. We'll climb into the low 70s for this afternoon. Looking at 72 in Raleigh, 73 in Durham, 74 degrees in Fayetteville. Bulls tonight, we're going to see that rain moving out. It'll be cloudy and cool, but I think the game will go off without a hitch because the showers will be gone by then. Same thing if you're headed to Got to Be in C this evening at the fairgrounds. We'll see temperatures in the low 70s, but the rain will be over. Now, Saturday, we'll start to see some showers and thunderstorms during the evening, but most likely you can get some good tailgating in before the game starts because that rain may not start until 9 or 10 o'clock. Artsplosure, we're a proud sponsor of Artsplosure. A lot of us here on the morning team will be out there from time to time. Again, Saturday during the day looks good. Sunday morning looks a little bit wet. Next week looks just fine.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Newly released surveillance video may help track down the person who killed an Apex man in Atlantic Beach last August. The video shows in the distance Randy Miller walking out of a garage. Then someone runs up from behind. Miller was found stabbed to death on August 29th outside a home on West Atlantic Boulevard. There's a $55,000 reward for any information. We've posted phone numbers for Atlantic Beach Police, the SBI, and posted the surveillance video on our website, WREL.com.
Also this morning, we're hearing from a person who helped rescue the driver of a cement truck that fell through a parking deck in Moore County. This is what that looks like after the crash right there at Moore County Regional Hospital. Caleb Moore says he was inside the hospital when he heard a loud crash, and that's when he found the cement truck driver.
Heard a loud thunder, almost sounded like a plane was flying super low through the ground. I rushed over, helped him out, helped him over the concrete. The driver was all right, shaken up a little bit. I helped him out because there was unknown liquid dripping from the truck.
We're still working to learn what made that parking deck collapse. No one was hurt.
Thank goodness he's okay. A California dermatologist accused of poisoning her husband has pleaded not guilty. Yu Emily Yu is facing 3 felony counts of poisoning and 1 felony count of domestic battery. Prosecutors say she was caught on camera putting liquid drain cleaner in her husband's lemonade. Her attorney says she was mixing Drano with lemonade to bait and kill him in the kitchen. The lawyer says his client's husband, Jack Chen, is making false claims against her in part because of a high-stakes divorce case. If convicted, you could face over 8 years in prison.
A new development on the North Carolina Supreme Court could once again shift the balance of power. Justice Michael Morgan won't seek re-election next year. He is one of only 2 Democrats on the 7-person court. His decision not to run for re-election means Democrats must now find a new candidate to defend that seat in next year's elections. Republicans want to grow their 5-2 majority in the court. Morgan tells WREL he is proud of his legacy after 3 decades as a judge. For more on what Morgan had to say today, visit nccapital.com.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, First Lady Jill Biden and her granddaughter attending a spousal event at the G7 summit. We want to take you to these videos just coming into our newsroom now. The First Lady listened as Yuji Sasaki, the nephew of a woman who died of leukemia at age 12 after surviving that atomic blast in Hiroshima, spoke about how his aunt folded paper cranes in hopes that she would survive the disease. You see there the First Lady being shown one of those paper cranes, and of course, the nephew saying that he wished the war in Ukraine was over. The wife of Japan's prime minister was also there. The First Lady talked about when Mrs. Yuko Kashida visited Washington, D.C. a few months ago.
All right, Ken, thank you. This morning, the CDC says that Mpox cases could surge again this summer. The agency says any high-risk adults who have one dose of the vaccine should get another one. New data shows a second dose could boost efficacy by double digits. Usually, the Mpox vaccine is administered in two rounds, but single doses helped stretch that supply during last year's outbreak. Cases are currently down, but that might not last. CDC experts worry that only about one in four of the highest risk Americans are fully vaccinated in the event that happens.
City of Durham could take a big step today towards affordable housing. New crews will break ground in this Elizabeth Street apartments. Brand new stuff here at 10 o'clock this morning. This is video, though, from the old buildings that were demolished to make room for the new development. It'll include 72 units of both affordable and market rate housing. Rents from the market rate units can fund the upkeep of the affordable ones.
A popular actress is shining a light on a little-known mental health condition. Megan Fox recently told Sports Illustrated that she suffers from body dysmorphia. The condition alters how you see and feel about your body and the way you look. Psychologists say isolation during the height of the pandemic, along with the popularity of social media, have caused an increase of this type in cases. If you recognize a problem in yourself or a loved one, help is available through therapy and medication.
Disney says it is scrapping plans to build a $1 billion complex in Florida as a feud grows with state governor Ron DeSantis. This recent move is expected to cost the state several thousand jobs. Some analysts say it could even backfire politically as DeSantis prepares to announce his 2024 presidential run next week. Disney and DeSantis have been at odds over several key issues. It all began last year when Disney spoke out against what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill, which the governor signed into law.
Two popular festivals kick off in the Triangle this weekend. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan highlights some of the family fun in this week's edition of Out and About.
The annual Got to Be NC Festival is happening this weekend at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. The event is Friday through Sunday. There will be carnival rides, tractor parades, music, and food. Admission and parking are free. And in downtown Raleigh, the annual Art Splosure Festival is happening Saturday and Sunday. The event will feature an art market with more than 175 vendors from around the country. There will also be live performances and a special section with arts and crafts just for kids. Admission is free. And on Sunday, help the greatest mascot in the world celebrate his birthday. Durham Bulls mascot Wooly Bull is celebrating his big day with appearances from his mascot friends from around the Triangle. The fun will happen throughout the Bulls game. First pitch is at 1:05 p.m. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
The very first Chick-fil-A is closing this weekend. The restaurant in Atlanta's Greenbrier Mall first opened in 1967. It's considered a pioneer in mall dining, leading to the creation of the modern-day food court. Chick-fil-A has not given a reason why that location will close for good tomorrow.
If you think you have what it takes to pump up crowds at Durham Bulls games, don't miss your shot. The Bulls are hiring for the role of Wooly Bull. He's the mascot you see at the games. Requirements include ability to drive and operate a go-kart, ATV, and appearance van. You need to be at least 5'8 and no taller than 6'1. Also, you need to be able to perform up to 2 hours continuously and do so in the heat. To apply, visit capitalbroadcasting.com.
There are a lot of worn-out Canes fans this morning and a lot of jokes on social media as well about last night's history-making game. Some fans were wondering when PNC Arena would start serving breakfast since they played into the morning. This person joked that fans were going to need to change their legal address to the arena. And when the game was deep into the fourth overtime, the Durham Bulls tweeted, only 10 minutes until the seventh period stretch.
Seriously.
Yeah, they played nearly 13 seconds shy of seven full periods of hockey there. More than two games.
That. I think it's hilarious that some people have pictures of people sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Literally sleeping.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Gosh.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah,
just
me too.
Just not there.
Yeah. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.